What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So today we're talking about the time of year we're in. It's fall, and what's going to happen to a lot of our customers from Florida, Kathy?
They're going to come up to see the fall leaves.
And then what?
Then they're going to return back to Florida when it starts getting too cold.
So we have a lot of seasonal residents here. And they will be starting to go back soon, I would think. Mm. What time of year do you think they go back normally?
I'd say around Thanksgiving is what I'd think.
Probably. Mm-hmm. They probably wait until Thanksgiving or so.
I think a lot of them wait until it starts having really cold weather. Then they decide, okay, we're getting out of here, going to Florida so where it's warmer. So
what considerations should someone think about when they are a seasonal resident in regards to insurance?
Well, they first need to make sure that they paid their premiums, that they have winterized their house. If it's in the middle of this time of year, you want to make sure you get your leaves taken care of because you don't want them too many on your roof or on your gutters. And then you've got, you know, the whole thing about winterizing your house. So you would have to, you know, make sure you have your heat set for a certain, like 65 is around that time frame to have it, you know, a heat going on in your house during the winter months. And, you know, water needs to be, sometimes we've had dripping water, or sometimes we've actually had people winterize where they turn it all off.
And drain it.
And drain it, yeah.
What's a big claim we've had when it's not been done?
We've had where the freeze, you know, it's frozen and there has been water all over people's houses. And it becomes an issue if you haven't done the proper things. And you definitely want to have your house covered, so you want to make sure that you've taken care of it properly before you leave.
So what do you think was one of the biggest events we had when it came to that in the last few years?
It was the winter storm we had, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
So it was Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
And everybody was out of town. Mm-hmm. And even though the heat was maintained in a lot of houses, it just wasn't enough. Mm-mm. How much do you think our insurance companies paid out in claims on that event that
probably
we had?
Millions,
Kathy?
Millions.
It had to be millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is you always want to have a secondary source of heat. So if the power were to go off, you know, you could have another source of heat like gas, logs, or something like that that would help heat the house in case, you know, one actually failed. People have they get generators that come in and kick in when the power goes off. That's always helpful. And, of course, what's also helpful is to have a water shutoff system on your water, you know, on your pipes. So that way, if there was a leak, it would, you know, they can actually detect it and it can turn it off, too, which is always helpful. So
Kathy and I are still waiting to get ours.
Yeah, we've been on their list.
The plumber is supposed to go to our house and put in an automatic water shutoff device. And what Kathy was referencing is that it's going to monitor the, you know, the normal usage of your water in the house, and then if it starts detecting that it's got, you know, wait a second, the water's been flowing for too long, mm-hmm. The shutoff device will shut off the water. Now, this is not going to prevent a loss in regards to having a busted water pipe. You're still going to have water, but at least it won't be just continually going for months and months and you wouldn't know about it.
We had a customer, or we heard about a customer, that we had a copy of the actual video. They had a customer that was in Florida, and he knew he had a problem with his house because he had cameras in the basement. And he had video of actually, you could see it coming through the ceiling into above, like his pool table. And that's the thing. People tend to always put cameras outside of their house, but they don't put it inside the house where it would be the most, you know, I don't think he had him throughout the whole entire house, but he had it in the place where he knew if there was going to be an issue, he could be able to see if there's a leak.
And he found it.
And he found it and called us, or called a plumber from Florida, and basically had them come out and fix it. And yeah, they had a problem. And thankfully they were able to take care of it because of that. They're having that footage and knowing that he had, you know, control of what was going on in his house.
The other thing is to winterize too, you know, your pool, your boat. I should winterize my pressure washer in the wintertime.
RVs,
yes, I had to do that too. So I heard of a story where there was a insurance claim on a boat, and it was a fire loss. And evidently what happened was the husband was going deer hunting, and the wife is like, hey, you forgot to winterize the boat. And he said, honey, I look at it like it's our boat. It's not just my boat, it's your boat. And so since I'm going deer hunting, you can winterize the boat when I'm gone. Well, she took some sort of gasoline or diesel and went down into the bilge and set the thing on fire. And he came back and the whole boat was just burned. I guess it made her mad, obviously. Would that claim be covered, Kathy?
No, it's intentional.
Why?
It's intentional.
Yes, if you intentionally destroy your property, there's no coverage. But that was actually
that
a real,
be a
real claim.
That would be a costly thing to learn, though.
That's a costly deer hunting trip.
Yes.
So I'm sure
don't make
that
your wife mad. That's for sure.
Well, to torch a boat, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty drastic.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty
things
drastic.
Happen.
So just try to keep your wife happy. Right, that's the best thing to do. But he may have been good to get rid of that one. I was like, if she would do something like that. So, but anyway, so it is that type of year. And what kind of insurance policies do we write on a secondary or seasonal house versus what if you live in there permanently, Kathy? What's the differences?
The exposure.
Okay, so what do we need to do if we have a seasonal house or a secondary house?
Well, when we do your insurance policy, when we try to do your quote, we actually ask numerous questions about, you know, is this going to be your primary home, or your secondary home, or your seasonal home? And what we're looking at for that is specifically, are you actually residing? Are you actually there in that house for how many months out of the year? And you're not doing the, you know, of course, a lot of people are doing, you know, VRBOs and all that, Airbnbs, what have you. We need to know these things so that we have you covered properly for liability as well as, you know, the exposure that you have if it's vacant and it's just sitting there for how many months. So the exposures are going to be a different, you know, if it's sitting there for your seasonally and you're only there 6 months out of the year, it's sitting there for 6 months. The insurance carrier needs to know. And I always ask, and I let the carrier know what they're doing because I think it's important because you don't want to have them come back and say, we didn't know that you were renting it out or you were not there and it's been vacant for so many, you know, months. So you have to tell these things to different, you know, carriers. And I think it's important to know how to insure it properly.
So your insurance company needs to know the occupancy of the house.
Right.
Typically, the best scenario is that's your house. That's where you reside. It's your permanent residence. Mm-hmm. You live there. That's going to be a homeowner's
policy.
Which
means you're there pretty much all year long.
That's your house.
Yeah.
That's where you live. Then if we have a situation where, you know, we have a lot of people from, say, Florida, they have a seasonal home. They're up here in the summertime, and they go back in the wintertime.
Right.
There is a, just on your policy, there's going to be a place that's going to say it's seasonal home
or
a secondary home. Mm-hmm. It's still considered a primary residence because you do live there part of the year.
Right.
But it's something the insurance company needs to know. Mm-hmm. If you change where maybe like my cousin Gene Manette, okay, so he had a house here in Shooting Creek in Hayesville at the time, and he also ended up buying a cabin in Florida. He would stay there during the summertime. He kind of did it.
Oh, he did the wintertime, actually.
That's right. He did it the wintertime. Oh, excuse me. But he would be here in the summer and go back in the winter. Mm-hmm. So he would need to let his agent know, we were his agent at the time, basically that, you know, the house needs to be changed on the insurance policy to a seasonal house. Or it could be considered secondary, how they want to use it. But I think that the seasonal house would be, it's kind of, I don't see there's a lot of difference between the two. I mean, it's just you're not there part of the year. The rate's going to be a little bit higher, obviously, because you're not there to tend to it. But at least it's insured properly, and the insurance company knows how the house is being used versus having a situation where it wasn't disclosed to the insurance carrier, and it could potentially become a problem I don't know if it'd be. I would tend to think that it's probably going to be okay, but it wouldn't be technically correct.
Unless too, that if you decide to sell it and it's for sale.
That's a different scenario we're talking about here.
Well, true, but that can be something people tend to, especially on secondaries or seasonal homes, they decide, oh, I'm not going to come back. We're just going to go ahead and sell it. We need to be aware of that too.
Well, let's talk more about the break about that, because that is a different thing as well. So today we're talking about our seasonal area that we're in and how that affects your insurance policy. And things to consider before you take the move or make the move back to Florida or wherever you go during the off season here. So my name is Mark Moore, and we'll be back after the break. And you're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark. And we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Hiawassee, and Hayesville, North Carolina. In Blairsville, Georgia, we're located across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're right there in the South State Bank building in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank, but we're in a separate section of the bank right there in Blairsville. So come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We're right next to the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us. We're located there, 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. Our last location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank there in Hazel, and that's the main drag there, as well as that's our main hub for all of our locations. So come by and see us there in Hazelville. Our other location is located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's located right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant. It's right there on Highway 64 West as well, and it's called Mountain Insurance LLC. It's a division of Moore Insurance, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy as well. And lastly, our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of Moore Insurance Services, Inc., and it is located between United Community Bank and the Burger King. So come by and see us there also in Blue Ridge. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Also, we are hiring, so if you have an insurance license in property and casualty and life, we would love to talk to you. You can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And on our website, you can say join our team and you can fill out an application and it will come to us. And we would love to talk to you if you have an insurance license and have already been in the business. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. And you can like us on there, and you can request a quote on our website as well, and check out all of our other locations.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Are we on Instagram yet or not?
I'm working on that.
I don't know. I don't even do Instagram. What does it do? It's like.
Well, we have Facebook and websites, but we're working on
Instagram. I am off the grid when it comes to Facebook or Instagram
or that.
I just don't want to do it. It doesn't appeal to me. I probably should be.
It's a
be,
lot but, to keep up with.
So, yeah. So today we're talking about, this time of year where people will be leaving the area because it's summer's over and our Florida people will be going back to Florida, and what to think about when it comes to insuring your home or winterizing your home. Also, it is deer hunting season coming up. That's going to be interesting. People out there, they understand if you're trying to get a contract done or a contractor right now, you probably won't be getting anything done right now because everybody's going to be in the woods. Right, Kathy?
That's correct.
Yes, that's not a
thing.
It's
not a joke.
It's not a joke. It's a real thing. Yes, so you're going to see people in the woods hunting, and particularly a lot of the people that do construction work are going to be the ones going, and they're going to be hunting, and that's what they do. And I've hunted very little in my life, not a lot. I'm more of a fisherman than a hunter. So Kathy's dad likes to hunt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, so before the break, we talked about, just let your agent know how your house is being used. You don't want to have a situation where you've rented your house, you're using the house as a VRBO, your house is now for sale and vacant. anything that you're doing differently than just living in your house, you need to let your agent know so they can make your insurance policy conform to however you're using it. Right. You can still get insurance. You can still have insurance.
Oh, yeah.
It's just it needs to be insured properly, and you don't want to be in a situation where the insurance policy on your house is not representing how your house is actually being used. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that. You know, if your house is secondary, if your house is seasonal, if you're using the house as a rental, also if you've moved all your belongings out of the house and it's for sale, let your agent know. You will end up losing some coverages on a what we consider a vacant house. And that has to do with, you know, everything's moved out, the house is completely vacant. And I believe, depending on which policy you have, after 60 or 90 days, you start losing coverage. Mm-hmm. One of the coverages you will lose is called vandalism. Mm-hmm. Their coverage you will lose is water damage, which means leakage of interior water pipes. Well, you lose the coverage for that. And the worst case scenario you could have is where the insurance company comes back and says you have misrepresented your property and we're not going to pay anything because it's been you didn't disclose to us how the house is being used.
Right.
I have seen that before, and that's a really nasty situation to be in where the insurance company just flat out denied the claim because the house had been vacant and it never was even disclosed to the insurance carrier. So just be aware of how the house is being used, and you need to make sure your insurance policy is reflective of how it's being used.
Well, there's a risk in renting your house because no one's going to take care of your house like you do. I would just say that. Even if you have a property manager, you know, they're not going to be there all the time to, you know, if there's a leak or something happens. If you have people actually in your house, they're not there. They're there for a holiday or whatever, they're having a good time, you know, they're not going to be as, you know, religious about taking care of it as you would. So it's imperative to make sure that you, when you're renting it too, that you tell your insurance agent, as well as, you know, make sure someone's checking out the house and make sure things in good condition, because you don't want anyone to get hurt there as well. And then you have a problem with that, as you know.
So that's just a common theme that right. you hear about where somebody rents their house and the tenants trash their house.
Yep.
That's happened it's just over and over again.
It's almost happened to us.
it's almost like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
The worst one I remember, it wasn't an insurance claim, but we had a lady that rented her house that we knew of, and they had set up a marijuana business. They had taken
in the
basement and put in those, I don't know what kind of lights you have
some
to have.
Type of lights or something.
But they were growing pot inside the house. It was used to grow marijuana.
And they found out when they got arrested. And she had no idea that they were doing this in her house. So you never know what's going to happen. So just you have to be careful pretty much with anything you do these days. Make sure you have good communication with your agent, that you know what's going on. They know what's going on, so we can protect you. That's the most important thing. I know a lot of people don't want everyone knowing their business, but when it comes to the situations, you need to be transparent and not find out when there's a claim and realize I didn't tell them and now something's not covered. And that would be like the worst scenario for everybody that's involved. It's going to hurt everybody in that respect. You know, we don't want to have to call and have the claims person call you and say, I'm sorry, you don't have any insurance because you didn't notify us. So just make sure that you are communicating with your agent and make sure that you're covered properly.
That's right. And to do that, it does involve communication. Some people just may not think about it.
Yeah.
Well, what about if somebody has sold their house and so they still have belongings, right? I mean, if you add up all the stuff in somebody's house, it gets substantial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in that situation, Kathy?
Well, if you're buying another house and you're taking your contents with you, I typically don't cancel my insurance policy till I get to the other house. Because in transition, you have to have, you know, you don't have everything, but you have a percentage of coverage for your belongings as you're in transit.
People are surprised to know that
it's like very
your personal belongings, the insurance policy is going to normally provide 10% of whatever your contents mm-hmm. are insured for belongings anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a conversation one time with a person in Florida whose house burned, and they had a house in somewhere around Asheville. I can't remember if it was Waynesville or somewhere down the area. Maybe it's Bryson. I can't remember. but they had no contents coverage on their house insurance where they were at in Bryson. And I said, you know, you probably could try to file that on your policy, you know, which you have in Florida, just because of the contents might pick up some coverage, even though you weren't there. So something to consider. So, okay. Well, I think we are getting wrapped up here, and, you know, it's time of year for deer hunting, time of year to go back to Florida, and think about how that's going to affect your insurance policy as you leave and go to Florida for the next 4 or 5 months. Think about your insurance before you go. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on WGRB, and our show is called Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.